Friday, ladies and gentlemen. After 10 long weeks of taking a break, because I had some other business ventures to work on, so I had to cancel 10 weeks worth of episodes, and now we're trying to catch it up now. So we are back. This is episode 231, and we're going to talk about how to make more money in 12 weeks than you did in the last 12 months. So if that doesn't pique your interest, I don't know, because even the billionaires would jump on this one. So if you're new to the show, we're all about overcoming obstacles. We're about clearing the root of whatever is blocking you from reaching the success that you want to reach. And I have guests from all over the world, six different continents. I'm assuming there's people in Antarctica, and at some point I'm going to find them and I'm going to get them on the show so we can have all seven continents. And we're heard in over 35 countries, and it's about you. It's about helping you gain the inspiration, gain the clarity, and giving you the courage to take that first step, to step into whatever it is that you want to do. So without further ado, let me bring on Dr. Noah St. John, and we are going to discuss how to make more money in 12 weeks. Dr. Noah, welcome.
Oh, great to be here, Robert.
Right. So I remember meeting you at the Publicity Summit several months ago.
Yep.
And I was intrigued by your pitch, and so now here we are.
Here we are.
But first, where are you joining us from?
I'm in Northeast Ohio, 10 minutes from the Professional Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice, nice. Out there, that's near Canton, right?
That's right. So 1 week out of the year, I live in the coolest city in America because all the Hall of Famers come on and descend, and it's awesome.
That's great. So you are referred to as the mental health coach to the stars. So how did that come about?
Well, I work with Hollywood celebrities, seven and eight figure CEOs, entrepreneurs, elite executive athletes, professional athletes and entrepreneurs and executives. So it just kind of happened. It was a very organic thing. And, I've been doing this for 25 years now. So I've been doing it for quite a while and have pretty amazing success stories. I mean, literally helping people add six and seven and even eight figures to their business in record amount of time.
All right. So how are you able to do that? Because let's say all of a sudden I wanted to turn my podcast into where I only interview celebrities. Like, how did you start getting next to these people?
Well, one of the things that happened was, I started my company, successclinic.com, 25 years ago. It was in 1997 in a 300 square foot basement apartment with $800 to my name and a book on HTML. And for those folks watching, you probably don't even know what HTML is. And I'm like, good, you don't want to know. It's, it's the programming language that, the internet is on. But, anyway, the point is, you don't need to know what it is. And it was awful. So the point is, I remember being online in the 90s, right? Remember the remember that? And like you could have if you had a picture on your website, it's like 3x5 pixels, right? And forget video. Video is out of the question. So point is, I've been doing this a very long time, and I started with nothing. I mean, no money, no marketing, no sales, no business experience at all. But I really just had a message, to get out to the world and a deep burning desire to help people, to make a difference, which I know everybody watching this program probably shares that desire and that belief. And so really, it just started very organically. I discovered several things, several nuances, several new things in personal development that really no one had taught before. And, I'm still really the only person who teaches things in the way that I do. And many of my colleagues say, you have more testimonials and case studies than anybody I've ever seen. When you go to our website, when you go to noahstjohn.com or Success Clinic or any of our websites, you just see hundreds of case studies. And the reason for that really is twofold. Number one, in this industry, the personal development industry, what we see here is a lot of the gurus out there. And what they do, the gurus, what they like to do is talk about themselves. They like to talk about, here's my plane, here's my helicopter, here's my cars in my garage, and look how cool I am, and look how much money I've made. And I'm like, well, that's nice. And, we all want those nice things. But my question is, have you helped anyone else? And usually the answer is not so much, So that's why I give an overabundance of proof, because the truth is that most people are skeptical these days. A lot of people have been burned by, gurus out there. I spent over $500,000 on all these clowns out there, only to find out they can't teach their way out of a paper bag, And so that's the point, is it's one thing to be a good marketer, a good, persuader, which they are, but it's a whole nother thing to be a good teacher, a good coach. And those are two very separate things, come to find out.
Agreed. So I'm onboarding a new personal trainer at my gym. And we had this conversation just yesterday where I told her, so we do not sell the facility. Like, we do not sell our programs. We sell the end result.
Right.
So we want to sit down with people and find out, why are you here? And get to the heart of why you're here.
That's right.
And then we're going to create a program so we can help you reach your goals. And to your point, a lot of people, they get so, even in the gym industry, they're so caught up on having the latest state-of-the-art equipment, and they want the next best gadget and the most innovative this, but they don't spend any time on the person. And then 18 months later, they're going out of business because they have a mountain of debt and they can't keep clients. That's right. And it's because they focus so much on the aesthetics of it. Whereas I tell people, I started my fitness business in the spare bedroom of my old house in Providence, in the capital here in Rhode Island. And from back then, Craigslist ads were the big thing.
Yep.
So I had mostly women come into my home to train in a spare bedroom, but I sold that end result so well, they were willing to take that risk.
Well, you did it right. And that's exactly. And so, you know, in my industry, you know, I'm an author and a keynote speaker and a coach and a consultant. And, you know, so a lot of people hire me. They want to get their books published. They want to have an online course or, you know, create an online course. And I always say exactly that to them. Nobody cares about your book. Nobody cares about your story. And let's be blunt. Nobody cares about you. They care about themselves, you know, and they care about, how are you going to help me get what I want? And that's, you know, it sounds selfish. It almost sounds kind of crass, but, you know, that's human nature. That's humanity. Right. And, you know, it's not like people are bad or mean or selfish, or it's like, you know, get over it. You know, it's like, that's life. And that's how business is done and has been for thousands of years and always will be done. So human nature isn't going to change anytime soon. So you might as well work with it rather than trying to fight it.
Agreed, 100%. All right, so let's talk about, you know, so you said how to make more money in 12 weeks than you did in the last 12 months. So first, how did you come up with that concept?
Well, it started 25 years ago when I discovered something that I now call why people, so many people, hold themselves back from the level of success they're capable of. And it, you know, it has a lot of fancy different names, and people call it self-sabotage. People call it holding yourself back. Psychologists actually have a term for it. It's called cognitive dissociative conditioning. Now, that's really easy to say, right? No, not so much, you know. So I created something, you know, I just call it head trash, you know. And I've written, basically, you see all these books behind me. These are all the books that I've written and published over the last few years. Well, not all of them, but anyway, most of them. Wow. You know, and these are some of my books in other languages that I've published. But basically, I've written 17 books on this one subject, which is how to stop stopping yourself from success. And so I discovered some nuances, some differentiations, things that make my training, my teaching, my coaching, you know, very different from the guys that are out there. And one of those things is, when we look at why so many people hold themselves back from the level of success they're capable of, it comes down to this phenomenon that I call head trash. So what is head trash, right? So head trash, the way that I teach it, I've been teaching it for a long time now, is head trash is the voice in your head that says, I can't do it because... dot, dot, dot. And then you just fill in the blank, right? So when, let's talk about the weight loss example, right? So you'd say, people say, I want to lose weight, but I can't do it because, and then they give you all the excuses, right? I'm too old. I've tried everything already. I don't have the time. I can't afford it. Whatever their excuse might be. Yeah. Same thing with money. Same thing with building your business, right? Well, I want to grow my business, Noah. I want to get more patients or more clients or more customers, but I can't do it because, and then they give me all the excuses, right? I can't, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I can't afford it. I don't have the right connections. I don't have a coach, or, you know, I've tried everything already. You know, whatever it might be, right? And so the point is, we humans have an infinite capacity to make ourselves right.
Yes.
All right. What I mean by that is, there's an old saying that says, it ain't what a man don't know that gets him in trouble. It's what he knows that ain't so.
Now, I love that.
What that means is that, you know, using our modern language, that would be, it's not what a person doesn't know that gets them in trouble or that holds them back or keeps them stuck. It's what they believe about themselves that isn't true, right? So all of those excuses that I just listed, right? If you believe them, you're going to make it true, right? And you say, well, I don't have the time. You're going to say, oh, okay, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. Meanwhile, you're wasting money on all this stupid stuff, you know, like you're getting the newest phone or Netflix or whatever. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have nice things. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the point is we have all these excuses in our head and we make them true. So that's one of the things that I work with my clients on. And, you know, like I said, written all these books about, is about, number one, identifying your excuses, your, as I call it, your head trash. And then number two, literally, you know, following my system to take out the trash so that you can reach your goals 5, 10, even 20 times faster.
Yeah, it's like my message is almost exactly the same. It's just a little more brash. I just say, I help you stop telling yourself the BS stories you're telling yourself.
Right.
Because that's right. Pretty much what it is. Like I that's did right. an entire episode on fake problems. And it's mm-hmm. exactly what you were saying,
yep.
where people will come and say, you know, I usually use but. Say, I'm going to do this, but. And then whatever comes after that but is what resonates in their brain.
That's right.
So I said, how about we flip it? You say, this is going to be difficult, but I'm going to lose 20 pounds. It just has right. a different ring to it. It's now in a positive light mm-hmm. versus putting the negative after the correct. But. So, I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right, spot on. Mm-hmm. So someone comes to you, they hire you, you're going to help them create whatever you're going to help them create. Like, just walk me through the process of how you get people started.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'll give you a great example. So, you know, I was just talking about head trash and how that holds millions and millions of people back from reaching their goals, whether it's, you know, health goals, wealth goals, financial goals, business goals, relationship goals, whatever it is. I mean, what one of my clients said to me years ago, one of my coaching clients said this to me years ago. He said, Noah, did you realize that your coaching is the only coaching that fixes every other coaching? And I thought about that and I said, yeah, you're right. That's a good point. Because if you really, really look at it, and, you know, I mean, again, I do a lot of trainings and have written a lot of books on this subject. But my point is that if you really look at it, head trash is the problem that causes every other problem. Right. So people think they have a money problem. You don't really have a money problem. You 99% of the time, you have a belief problem, which I call head trash. So I'll give you an example. I was talking with one of my coaching clients and I asked him a very simple question. I said, how much do you think your head trash is going to cost you this year? Now, without batting an eye, he said $1 million. So in other words, not taking out his head trash is going to cost him $1 million. Now, that was him saying, it wasn't me telling him. I asked him and he told me. $1 million. All right. So think about that. And, you know, that's a lot of money, right? So I said to him, I said, okay, I tell you what, you just give me 10% of that and I will get you that $1 million back. In other words, give me $100,000 and I'll get you that $1 million. Now that's a good deal, right? If you give me a dollar and I give you $10, isn't that a good deal? Right. You do that all day. Right. And that's what he did. He said, okay. And by the way, he had never invested that much money in any coach or any training. You know, he told me that later, yeah. But you know, he invested on the spot and paid me $100,000. I mean, that's a lot of money, right? But so it was $1 million. And so the point is, you know, we've been working together. We're still working together now, but in the first 12 weeks of our coaching, he's already doubled his investment. In other words, he's already made back over $200,000 just in 12 weeks of working with me. So one of the ways that we do that and one of the ways that we start is we look at number one, and everybody, by the way, everybody watching this program can do this right now. You can do this. And that is number one, ask yourself that question that I just asked you. How much is your head trash costing you this year? You know, now I've never had any client say to me that their head trash wasn't costing them at least $10,000 a month, right? So imagine just losing $10,000 a month before you even get out of bed every morning. I mean, and it sounds silly. It sounds crazy. And people go, well, that doesn't make any sense. But then some other people say, yeah, that's exactly what's happening in my life. And, you know, so you either get it or you don't. You know what I mean? I'm not here to convince anybody. But people who get it, they get it. And they're like, oh, my God, I just finished a 3-day event. We have a 3-day event called a 7-Figure Mind Intensive. We do it 4 times a year. And I asked that same exact question and people said anywhere from, you know, 10,000 a month to 50,000 a month to $1 million a year. So, I mean, that's the point. Your head trash. And think about this for everyone watching this. You're always carrying this thing around. Yeah. Your head. I'm pointing to my head. You know, it's like we're always carrying your beliefs around. So, you know, as another example, as a keynote speaker, you know, I get to speak all around the world, you know, to small groups, like private intimate groups of like 100 people, like private workshops, all the way up to, you know, huge, huge multinational events with thousands of people, right? And I ask them that very same question. I say, how much do you think your head trash is costing you? And that's what happens all across the board. You know, that people say this, that, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that this was happening, right? I didn't know because I thought I had this problem up here, which is the symptoms. You know, oh, I got a money problem. I got a health problem. I got a weight problem. No, you don't. 99.9 times out of 100, you have a belief problem, which is your head trash. So that's what we focus on. And that's one of the reasons my clients get incredible results.
Getting some good reactions to that last part. That's good stuff. Yeah, good. And in the fitness world, so now when I first got started, I was grossly undercharging. So I was doing 6-week challenges for like $50. Like it was just something asinine, but I didn't know any better.
Right.
You know, before you surround yourself with business people, you're just like, I'll just underprice everyone and everybody will come to me. And then as you get going in business, you realize that's not even close to true. So now I'm charging $600 for this same 6-week challenge. Mm-hmm. But you know, and people kind of squirm and they're like, mm-hmm. that's a lot of money. And similar to what you were saying, I say, what's the cost to stay where you are?
Right.
It's like you just told me you hate yourself, you're borderline type 2 diabetic, you know, you have high blood pressure, you have high cholesterol. Like, what's the cost to stay there?
That's right.
It's like I'm offering you a way out for only $600. You know, and the people that do it, they're serious.
Exactly.
You know, so if someone's going to pay you $100,000 for coaching, they're serious.
Yes, exactly. And that's one of the reasons, because that's an action taker, right? And that's who you want to work with, you know, as a coach, as a trainer, right? You want to work with action takers. You don't want to work with excuse givers. Yes. So excuse givers is, let's face it, most of the population, right? I mean, and this is one of the things that I tell people all the time. Listen, when you're going after your goals, whether it's money goals, health goals, weight loss goals, relationship goals, whatever it is, you're always going to confront fear, right? In fact, one of the things that I've been teaching for years is that everything you desire is on the other side of fear, right? So, you know, hey, Noah, I want to make more money. Hey, Noah, I want to lose weight. Hey, Noah, I want to find my significant other, you know, or I want to save my marriage. I mean, we've done all of these things and many, many more for our clients. But I'm scared. And I'm like, well, of course you're scared. Because guess what's easy? Sitting on the couch and watching Netflix. You know, that's easy. Doing nothing is easy. Why do you think most people do that? Right? Most people do nothing because, hello, you don't have to ever confront a fear. So, you know, that's exactly the point. You know, that's precisely the point. And that's why most people stay stuck. But the action takers, the people who are willing to confront that fear and really go towards that fear. Right. And, you know, one of the things I teach people is you got to punch that fear in the face. You got to punch that, you know, I actually call it the bully in your head, because when you have that head trash, that voice that says, I can't do it because, and whatever happens after the word because is what you believe. Well, that's somebody basically beating you up every day and taking your lunch money, you know, and I say, how much longer do you want to take that? How much longer do you want to listen to that guy or that person in your head that says you're not good enough? You know, because and look where it's gotten you. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be mean here.
No, you're spot on.
You know what I mean? And I say to that person, I'm being a little bit confrontational because I don't want you to listen to that guy anymore. The bully in your head. And that's exactly what it is, a bully. And guess what a bully is? A bully is someone who pushes you around until you don't let them push you around. Yes. Right. And it's so sad and ironic that we all have most of us have a bully sitting right up here, you know, beating us up every day. And, you know, I say, listen, let's start to punch him in the face and see how he likes it, you know, so that and I use those terms on purpose to get people, you know, sometimes they get angry and sometimes that's good. I want them to be angry, not at themselves, but at that guy, that bully in their head. And then that's when they get incredible results.
Yes. So let me ask you. So a lot of people have a certain stigma about money, mm-hmm. like people with money are selfish or they're snobby. Right. So how do you help people overcome that stigma? Because I'm sure in your travels, people have said that.
Oh, absolutely. And another popular one is you can't be rich and spiritual at the same time. Right. So if so I work with a lot of spiritual people, a lot of people who are, you know, highly evolved spiritually and emotionally and things like that. And you're like, oh, gosh, you know, if I start to make a lot of money, I I'm not going to be that spiritual, loving person that I am. And so I'll give you an example and then I'll talk about it. So I just bought this 6,000 square foot mansion here, which, you know, I just bought it about a year and a half ago. And it's in fact, I bought the nicest house in the nicest community in Northeast Ohio. I mean, and I didn't know that I did that. It just happened. And that's a whole long story, but it's actually a great story. But anyway, yeah. I was like, my God. And this is honestly, people talk about vision boards all the time. I couldn't have even dreamed of a house this nice. So I never thought I'd have something like this. So the house that I was in prior to this house was a nice house, you know, but it was like a nice upper middle class home. And it was okay, but, you know, nothing great, nothing to really write home about, but nice, okay? So, and we lived there about 10 years. Now, when we moved into that house, my wife and I, when we bought that house, which was 11 years ago, and we moved in, and it was, a middle-class community, what happened was nothing. Like, you know, nobody basically said hi. We didn't get any, like, welcome. Just so, like, we just moved in, and yeah. Here we are. Well, when we moved into this house, this, you know, the nicest house, the nicest community, we moved in and we got flowers, we got cake, we got, you know, cookies, we got welcome, we got cards, and just from perfect strangers, you know, our new neighbors. And I'm like, wow, rich people are really nice. You know, that was the lesson is, wow, you know, everybody says rich people are jerks. I'm like, hello, rich people are nice. It's the middle class that were kind of jerky, you know? And I'm like, that's a good lesson there for us. But what I say to people is this, and here's what this means for, you know, everybody watching and listening to the program, is money doesn't actually change anything. Money reveals everything. Okay. Now, what that means is money acts as a magnifying glass, meaning whatever you are, you get money and you're more of it. All right. So the example is, you know, if you are a nice person who doesn't have much money, and then all of a sudden you get money, you're actually just going to be a nicer person. Because you're going to be able to contribute to more causes, for example. You're going to be able to, you know, help and serve more people in your community or your church, or, you know, give back to worthy causes. In fact, one of my clients who, you know, I worked with for about a year, he, number one, started to make so much money. In fact, he made $95,000 in just 12 days of working with me. 12 days. $95,000. So there's $100,000 right there, right? In 12 days, for God's sake. And so that was awesome. And he was very happy about that. And he also decided, because he was now doing well, he raised $1.2 million for his church. You know, he wanted to give back because that's what he wants. See, he was a loving person. He just became more loving. It's like, hey, I got money. Now I'm even more able to support things. So that's the point. So if you're a giving, loving person, you'll just be more giving and loving. If you're a jerky person who doesn't have money and then you get a lot of money, you'll just be jerkier. You know, so that's it. So it really doesn't change any. It doesn't change anything. It reveals everything.
That's a great breakdown. All right, so how do you go about helping people make more money? Like, what types of things do you have them do?
Yeah, so one of the things that we work on, and by the way, this is something that I do want people to realize, is that, you know, I created this, something which you see on the screen here is called Affirmations. All right, now that is not a misspelling, right? Some people think, oh, we misspelled the word. No, it's Affirmations, which is something that I invented 25 years ago, all right? So you can go to either affirmations.com, or for this book, which is my new book, it's called Millionaire Affirmations, you can go to getmillionairebook.com. Very easy to remember. Getmillionairebook.com. And we actually have a lot of free bonus gifts here. I'm trying to hold it up properly here. There it is. Mm-hmm. Millionaire Affirmations. The subtitle is The Magic Formula That Will Make You Rich. And I know that sounds like crazy, right? But it's pretty cool. Oh, and by the way, we do also have the companion journal that goes along with the book at getmillionairebook.com. So affirmations is something that I discovered, invented 25 years ago. And this is one of the things that my clients absolutely love. And people, literally over a million people around the world, just absolutely love my affirmations method. So everybody, of course, has heard of affirmations, right? So what's an affirmation? An affirmation is what every self-help guru talks about, right? They say you say these positive statements and you're supposed to make them true. So like I mentioned earlier, you know, as a keynote speaker, I speak to small private workshops, like 100 people, big, you know, huge multinational with thousands of people in it, events. And one of the things I like to do is I have my audiences stand up and I say, okay, everybody, we're going to say an affirmation just like they taught us to do, all the gurus. All right, so everybody say, I am rich. Everybody goes, I am rich. You know what happens next? Everybody starts laughing. And I go, what are you laughing at? And they say, well, I'm not rich. And I say, but you just said you were. And they go, yeah, but I don't believe it. Aha. See, now, isn't that the problem, right, with that old method, right? We say these positive statements. We want to believe them, but we 99 times out of 100, we just don't believe it, right? And so now the guru said, well, listen, if you don't believe your affirmations, all you have to do is repeat it 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 times, and you'll believe it someday. Well, now, for some people, that worked fine, but for millions of us, it didn't work at all. In fact, that's what the situation I was in 25 years ago. I've been using these affirmations. I had them posted all over my, you know, apartment. And, you know, I'm happy, I'm rich, I'm successful. No, I'm not. I'm broke, unhappy, and miserable. You know, so I'm like, what the heck is going on around here? So it was April 1997, over 25 years ago. And I was actually in the shower when I discovered this. In my books and my programs, I call it the shower that changed everything, right? Isn't it true? We often have those aha moments in the shower, right? So I call this the shower that changed everything. And so I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about, why are we going around making statements we don't believe when the human mind responds automatically to something even more powerful? And now psychologists actually call this process the embedded presupposition factor of the brain. Now, that's just a fancy way of saying, when you ask a question, your brain searches for the answer. For example, if I were to ask you, why is the sky blue? Why is the sky blue? Your brain goes, huh? You're searching for the answer, right? Yes. And so you actually can't not do this. And so I said, wait a minute. If the human mind is automatically searching for answers to questions, why are we going around making statements we don't believe? Why don't we just cut out the middleman? And I said, what would that look like? Well, let's see. You've got this statement or affirmation, I am rich, to which your brain says, yeah, right, right? We don't believe it. Like I said, in my books and my programs, I call it the yeah, right response, because your brain literally goes, yeah, right, right? So I said, if that's the statement, what would the question be? And then I said, why am I so rich? Why am I so rich? Now, when you ask that question, what immediately starts to happen in your brain? You start to search for the answer, right? So what I'm teaching and what I'm talking about in my books and my coaching is the law of sowing and reaping. As you sow, so shall you reap. Now, of course, this is nothing new. It's been taught for centuries. And yet, what are most people doing? Sowing lousy thought seeds, right? We're sowing seeds of thought, but most people are sowing lousy thought seeds. Like, why am I so stupid? Why am I so fat? Why can't I lose weight? Why isn't my business growing? Why can't I get more patients or clients or customers? Why is there more month left at the end of the money? And when you ask lousy questions, what do you get? Lousy answers, right? And that creates a lousy life. So I said, wait a second. What if instead of asking lousy questions that lead to lousy answers and create a lousy life, what if you just flip the whole thing on its head, start asking empowering questions that lead to phenomenal answers and create a wonderful life? So as I was standing there in the shower, April 1997, I said, holy cow, I think I just invented something. And so I had to give it a name, and the name that I gave it was, as you see here, Affirmations, Affirmations. And again, you can go to affirmations.com and check that out, or getmillionairebook.com, which is the new book, Millionaire Affirmations, the magic formula that will make you rich. So the point is, over a million people now, all around the world, have used my affirmations method to double, triple, quadruple their income, find love, lose weight, save their marriages, find the love of their lives. By the way, kids love affirmations. For those of you who have kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, they absolutely love affirmations. So, you know, for those of you listening to my voice, I mean, definitely go to affirmations.com, check it out. And, you know, as you learn it, you want to teach your kids to use affirmations, because we got so many stories of kids, you know, literally 6, 7, 8 years old, teenagers who are getting better grades, who have, you know, lost weight, who have higher self-esteem, better self-confidence, all because of using my affirmations method.
Love it. That's great. Yeah, I like the whole, I thought of it in the shower thing, because it's true. Like, in the shower, car rides, the best ideas happen at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, like, that's right.
All the best ideas happen right then.
That's right. You want to make sure to keep your notepad or your phone or whatever, you know, so you can take notes and say, oh, that's a great idea. Because a lot of times in the morning it's gone, or, you know, so, you know, when I had the shower that changed everything, I literally jumped out of the shower and I ran to my computer, you know, with my old Apple computer 25 years ago. And I said, oh, my gosh, I just discovered something incredible. And, you know, my first book came out back in 1999 from the Chicken Soup for the Soul publisher. And it was entitled Permission to Succeed. So that was actually my first book. Now, this is my 16th and 17th books here, you know, with the Millionaire Book and the Journal. And so the point is that I've been teaching this for 25 years now, you know, and just what people get so excited about. You know, you ask me, how do I help people make more in 12 weeks than they did in the last whole month? This is one of the ways, because we're literally reprogramming your subconscious thought patterns. I talked about the fact that for 99% of people, it is your head trash that is holding you back. Well, one form of that head trash is lousy, disempowering questions. Why can't I do anything right? Why does nothing ever work out for me? Why can't I make more money? Why isn't my business going? You're asking lousy questions, getting lousy answers, and creating lousy results, getting a lousy life. Nobody's doing this on purpose, number one. But number two, you don't even know you're doing it. So when people hear me, when they read my books, when they get my coaching, they go, oh my gosh, I didn't even know I was doing this. And now when it comes to consciousness, the first step of transformation is awareness. So just bringing to your awareness is the first step that leads people to incredible transformations.
Wow. So this whole time, I'm listening to you. Sorry, I'm at the tail end of the cold. We like to speak the exact same language. It's like almost everything you're saying, I do in my speaking business, in my fitness business, and you turned it into an empire.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna have to pick up that book and see how you pulled this off.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. All right, yeah. So give us one final takeaway. One final takeaway. I mean, I have all of your links in the description, and it'll be in the description on all the platforms. But still, just tell people where they can find you. But just give us one final takeaway.
Absolutely. So NoahStJohn.com is our main website, and you can see all our different programs and books and you know, online courses and coaching and things like that. GetMillionaireBook.com, again, is this book, Millionaire Affirmations, the magic formula that will make you rich. And we have over $300 of free bonus gifts, by the way, when you get the book at GetMillionaireBook.com. So we've got great bonuses there, and definitely want to get the companion journal so you make it a daily habit. So the point is that, I mean, to wrap this up, I mean, what I would say to everyone is do what I said, which is number one, ask yourself the question that I presented before, which is number one, how much is my head trash going to cost me this year? And then number two, do I want to take out my head trash sooner or later? In other words, how much longer do you want to keep paying that? You know, now you're not like paying it in the way that, oh, that money's going out, but it's stopping you from making that money. And that's why when you go to my website, when you go to NoahStJohn.com or any of our websites, you can just see, that's why you see all these incredible stories, story, story, story. It's not about me, Noah, that I've done all these great things. Great. But what's far more important is that over 1 million people have changed their lives as a result of my method. So for those of you who are skeptical, sitting there saying, oh, I've tried everything, or this sounds, just give it a try. Just check it out, you know, and that's what we're inviting people to do, because the first step of transformation is awareness. And if you're not even aware you're doing it, then there's no way you can make those changes. So check it out and hope to see you soon.
I'm going to give you one more segment. I want you to talk on the difference between making the money and doing what you just said, changing the lives of 1 million people. Because I always tell people, especially when I'm speaking to younger people, I always say, don't chase money, chase passion. Do something that you're passionate about that can help someone else, and then money will find you.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, it's very important that people understand what their purpose is. You know, when I was 25 years old, I decided to commit suicide because I didn't know my purpose. And I honestly thought that the world would be a better place if I wasn't here. And I really believe that. And I literally was at the moment of taking my own life. And then God saved my life at the very, very last minute. I mean, at the last moment. I do share that story in you know, my books and so forth. But my point is that, you know, for people who are thinking, you know, I don't know my purpose, I don't know my passion, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here. Believe me, I've been there, you know, and it almost cost me my life. And so, you know, I've been very privileged, and I'm very, very humbled and very honored and blessed that I get to do this work, you know, for the past quarter century, and that I have been able to touch over 1 million lives and help my clients make over $2.7 billion in the process, helping people add 6, 7, and 8 figures. And that's what I would encourage people to do is, number one, yes, definitely find what it is that you love and are great at and then focus your time on? How can I get paid for doing that? Because then you're in, basically, I call it the freedom lifestyle, you know, living a freedom lifestyle where you have the time, the energy, the relationships, and the money that you really want, and you're not having to trade time for dollars. You're not having to sacrifice your family either, you know, or your friendships. And it's really having that freedom lifestyle. So you have all of the elements. And that's, you know, one of the things that we help people with. So it is very, very important. And, you know, money's a great thing, but it isn't everything. But it is, you know, I grew up poor in a rich neighborhood. So I know what it's like to be poor, and it sucks. There's nothing good about it. So, you know, make sure that you're chasing your dreams, not just chasing money.
I'm glad I asked that last question. That's a good way to wrap up. So people can see that you understand the struggle, you know, and you weren't just handed things to you. Because I hate it when people make those assumptions, right. You know. And so, like, when I was doing the show for an hour, I would spend the first half an hour just getting into the backstory. But, you know, in the just the way the internet works, like, people want the info now. It's like, no, tell us how to make money in 12 weeks now. You know, right. kind of how what you said in the beginning. Like, people don't care about you. They don't care about this. They care about what you're going to say that can affect them. I say that all the time, too. Right. Well, thank you very much for joining. Right. This was really, really good. I got a lot out of it. I'm going to pick up your book. So again, for the audience, regardless what platform you're on, please give us a review, because this was a great interview, and, you know, just help us spread the word. So it helps my show, obviously. It'll help Noah, help Noah get his word out. And this was really great. If you tuned in late, please go back and watch the entire thing, because it's golden nugget after golden nugget for the entire episode. So again, thank you very much. Don't sign out just yet, though. Okay. I'll see you in a minute.
Sounds great.
Take care. All right. Yeah. So again, the biggest takeaways here is to bet on yourself. So people that watch this show, it's because you're in a rut, or you're looking to pivot. You're looking to get into something that you really want to be doing. And it doesn't matter how successful you think you are if you're not fulfilled. Like, I can get out of bed at 4:15 every single morning to head down to the gym, because that's what I'm meant to do, to help people get out of their own way, to help people discover their power, to help them transform their minds and their bodies, which will in turn transform their lives. And then everybody in their circle benefits from them stepping into that power. So that's what this show is about. I'm glad we are back. Noah was a fantastic first guest to have back. And I'm going to be back again on Sunday with Carrington Smith, and we'll be hearing her story of overcoming obstacles and defying the odds. So thank you very much, and have a great night.
You've been listening to Shut Up and Grind. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show. Robert has over 20 years experience pouring his knowledge and expertise at many events in the service and fitness industry, as well as secondary schools and universities. He has a true passion for helping others break through the barriers that are holding them back. To book Robert B. Foster to speak or to reach out, go to robertbfoster.com. Till next time, shut up.